C.D. DeSalvo with Southwind Broadcasting. It's our weekly visit with law enforcement and with the Garden City Police Department. Communications Supervisor Maddie Christner is joining us. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
So what you wanted to talk about today was scam phone calls. Has that picked up a little bit?
I wouldn't say it's picked up. It's just a constant problem. You know, it's several times a week we usually get calls from people wanting to report that they've taken a phone call or maybe a family member has fallen for one of these. So I think it's always a good idea to bring this to the forefront so everyone's aware in case they get one of these calls. There's usually a couple things to pick up on if you get one of these that you'll know right away that it's a scam. And one of the first ones being that the immediacy of it. Like, we need the money now, or we need you to go to the store, to the bank to get money right now, or we're going to arrest you. Most businesses or the government or whatever gives you 2 weeks or a month to get them things. So the immediacy is a big red flag. The other one is going to be, you know, the government or the sheriff's office or whatever does not accept money in the form of Google gift cards. So if they ask you to purchase gift cards as payment for a balance or something, that's another big red flag. And the other one is just kind of the nature of it. So if you get a call saying that they're from the sheriff's office and you've got a warrant, number one, we don't call people about warrants. And number two, you know, if you don't have problems with law enforcement, why would you have a warrant? And that's usually the biggest thing is you've probably never even gotten a ticket, but all of a sudden you have a warrant. That's a big red flag.